Michael
Kennedy
doesn't get it.
Podcast.
Right now.
I thought y'all was ready, man.
Nah, my thing,
All right. Are we on, Marty?
We are on.
There you go. All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Michael Kennedy Doesn't Get It podcast. Right now, we're going to have a good one today. I hope everybody had a fantastic week. We made it to Friday, and we're going to have a good time today. We got a lot of stuff going on. We got our first official special guest for the Michael Kennedy podcast. So we look forward to Dr. Ken Kennedy joining us a little later as we discuss men's health. But until then, he'll be joining us shortly. But, you know, fellas, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
We're doing good, man. Fred, it's Friday, baby. Fred, completing another
Friday. Yeah, man. There it is.
Yeah.
Man, we're doing great, man. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday.
That's right.
Yes. Man, I remember TGIF on ABC with Family Matters and everything. Right. I couldn't wait for it because I knew I made it to the end of the week.
Right.
So, yeah.
Hey, what was your favorite show out that lineup, man?
I like Step by Step.
Yeah, that was a dope one.
Yeah, and Full House. I like Full House. So
yeah. You like Steve Harvey and Family Matters?
Yeah, I did. I like. Yeah, you never go wrong with Urkel or right. Stefan Urkel.
Yeah, man.
You never go wrong with Urkel.
Yeah. All right. So Ken, what's going on, man?
Man, I am. Y'all not gonna believe this, but I am actually in the waiting room. Marty gotta let me in, man. I don't know what happened, bro. I am in the way.
And there you go.
What's happening, fellas?
What's up, man?
Man, everything, man.
There you go.
I'm so glad to see you guys. I was nervous for a second, man.
Don't be nervous, man. Don't be scared. We amongst friends and family, man. We good, brother.
Oh, man. What's up, friends and family?
Yeah. So Ken, man, what's going on with you, man? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good, man. Man, we just chilling, man. You know, the sun was out and the rain was out. So, you know, that's joy and pain, you know. So, that, you know. It's just nice sunshine and rain. So we good, man. I'm feeling great, man. I'm sweating a little bit. I don't know if y'all can see I've been working, yeah. Bro. I have been working, but I'm good, man. How y'all doing?
Good, man. Good. Yeah, you see everything going around the country today. Last few weeks, man. We want to make sure we tell everybody, you know, please be safe. I'm all for protesting. I'm as a social studies teacher, I live off of this stuff. I love it. As long as it's peaceful, as long as it's within your right and you're not harming anybody, you know, I'm for it. You all be mindful. Protests are not meant to make people feel comfortable. It's eliciting change, and sometimes change can be difficult. So, with that said, take the time to hear one another and, look for understanding. So, other than that, just wanted to make sure we touched on something. Go ahead. Ken, what are your thoughts, man?
I just want to be clear. Did you just tell everybody to start a riot? That's what I heard.
That's what you heard, for real?
That's what I heard.
So you missed it as long as peaceful. You ain't hear the peaceful part, no?
Because see, here's the thing, Mike. Man, this has been going on for a long time. And the way I see it, if they show up, then we got to show up. You feel me? If they bring their guns, then we got to bring our guns. Okay, you feel me? If they start, then we start shooting. That's all I'm saying.
you have a bunch of dead people out there, boy.
Yeah. No, but y'all, that
was from Barbershop, y'all. Don't we just
please don't do that. Right, yeah, please don't do that.
Don't do that for real. We're not
showing up with guns. We're not showing up. Water guns.
That's a constitutional right. Focus. That's a constitutional right. don't tread on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a card carrying member, all right?
All right. Good luck with that, Kenny. Good luck with
rocks.
That.
I got my rocks.
People, he don't own a gun. I just want to let y'all know.
Why would you tell people that? Why would you tell people that? I'm about to go to Academy Sports right now.
Right now?
Load up. Bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, baby. But no, seriously, man. I'm down with the protests. You know, I think we should be protesting. And it's not just that, you know, we lost, you know, brother George Floyd, and you know, brother Ahmaud Arbery and sister Breonna Taylor. But man, we've been losing people for a very long time.
This is not new.
And my Bible tells me that, you know, we should stand up for justice and, you know, we should be seeking justice. And I think this is one of the ways that you seek justice. And justice has to do with, you know, righting wrongs and sometimes you can't allow stuff, you know, because Jesus went into the temple and saw that they were, hey, this is wrong. Let me flip some tables, you know? Like sometimes you got to flip some tables to get people's attention, to let them know like, hey. And I'm not talking about like looting. That's something totally different from protesting and rioting, because I think there is a time and place for that. In 401 years, I think we've been, or you know, Americans have been patient enough. And that's how all revolutions start, man. You know, it starts with, you know, what can be perceived to be violence. You know, like look at America's short history, like American Revolution, you know, Boston Tea Party, American Revolutionary War. Like it starts like, all right, King George, you need to stop taxing us. This is too much. All right, you getting out of control. All right. And matter of fact, it started, if I'm not mistaken, you know, I have to do some more research. I know you the history buff, but it started with law enforcement brutality. Law enforcement, they were protesting in Boston. Somebody hit a man with the things that they call guns back then. Muskets. Yeah. And so, boom, there it is. One person got hit. That starts the fight. We went to school in the hood. When one person get hit, everybody started fighting. That's just how revolutions start. It's past time.
I read a post once where somebody said that racism is so American that when you're fighting against racism, it's like you're fighting against America. So that's kind of where we're at now. You think about it, in 243 years of this country, you know, how, you know, we blacks have basically still fighting for the same thing, looking for equality and equity in this country. And, you know, we're tired. We're tired.
Yeah.
So,
We're tired, man. But,
all right. But Ken, man, why don't you go ahead and let's get ready. We got a special guest waiting to join us as we tackle today's topic, which is men's health.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, if you have time, please listen. We're aiming this at you. Ladies, if you're listening and you have a significant other, you know, please listen in for them. So hopefully everybody will get something from this today. All right. But Marty, you can go ahead, man. Let's get Dr. Ken in here, man. Doc.
What's going on, what's up, man?
Oh, what's up, Doc?
Hi, man.
How you doing, all right, brother?
Mike, man, it's nice to meet you, brother.
Hey, likewise.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
We want to remind everybody that you are. Oh, we're good, man. But Doc, you're gonna be mad at us, man. You were supposed to be the first official guest of the Michael Kennedy podcast. However, Marty had his little daughter
right before me.
Yeah, apparently his daughter made a special appearance because she wanted to let everybody know that she has finally graduated from kindergarten and she's a first grader. So I'm sorry, man. It was intended for you to be our first guest, but you know, Libby beat you to it.
Listen, if I gotta lose to somebody, then what's the little girl's name?
Olivia.
Olivia. If I gotta lose anybody, it's Olivia, and that's fine. That's fine. And the funny thing about it is, I just got finished watching the video, and I actually knew this was coming. So, Kenny, thank you for sticking up for me, bro. I saw you. I saw you.
I got your back, right?
I saw you. You know what, bro? You my dude, man. You my dude.
100 grand, brother.
All right, so Kenny, why don't you go ahead and introduce Dr. Ken Kennedy for us, man?
Man, so Mike, so in the entertainment world, how this thing works is when you introducing somebody, when you bring them on, you supposed to you know say your stuff and then bring them on, because once they hear,
they hear.
So, but nah, man, this is my boy. This has been. Man, me and Ken go back, guys, to rec league football, man. My school used to beat the brakes off of his school. I mean, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
Hey, you
today.
See the facial expression?
We used to beat the brakes off of him. Listen. Be your elementary, go Tigers. Anyway, we used to beat
McCoy, listen, where you at?
There are no such thing as purple Tigers. But nonetheless, me and Ken go way back, man. We've been really good friends, man. This is my guy. This is my brother right here. And we decided to, you know, well, Mike had the idea of having a men's health episode. And I was like, yo, we got to get Ken on here. He's in the medical field. And he's a doctor. And I'm going to let him talk more about that. But this is my friend, man. This is my brother. We've been going back. We go back so far, and I'm very honored that he could be a part of our podcast as our very first guest. This means a lot, and I'm excited. So, you know, Ken, glad to have you here, man, but just tell the people a little bit about yourself, man.
So, yeah, man, I'm Ken Kennedy. You know, grew up, born and raised in Winsboro, South Carolina. USC Aiken for undergrad, went to MUSC for medical school, Duke University for residency. And so, yeah, man, just happy to be here. I do have one observation. As I'm looking at the screen right now, I see at least three of us have some variation of the name Ken. So, Marty, like, bro, I need you to, like, do something with yours. Because it's messing with my feng shui right now.
All right, so this is my fault, because the Zoom account is for the Michael Kennedy podcast. So mine is just by default Michael Kennedy for the Michael Kennedy podcast. So, you know, okay. But if it makes you feel better, I'll keep it up there for you.
But Ken,
Yeah.
Marty wanted to, technically Marty is a Kennedy also. Like,
listen, man. Know,
On the family tree.
He's somewhere on that tree. He one of them apples up here somewhere.
Nah, he right beside me. He right beside me.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go, Marty. Marty, you're not alone now, buddy. There you go. Hey, so So, Ken, man, what type of medicine do you practice?
So, yeah, I'm an emergency medicine doctor. Again, I work in the emergency room, dealing with a lot of, you know, acute complaints that come into the hospital, whether it be anything from traumas to people falling down, breaking their arms, little old ladies hurting their hips, to, you know, people coming in with COVID as we're dealing with right now. So, yeah.
Wow. How long have you been practicing?
I'm in my second year now, getting ready to go into my third year. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to enter my, again, third year. Will be one of the chief residents at the hospital that I'm working at now. So, yeah, just trying to do some good things out here, man.
Okay. What made you go into medicine, man?
Medicine for me has been a lifelong thing, dude. It's been a lot of reasons, but I'll tell you what, like as a child, like I knew that I wanted to do medicine, but like I also thought I wanted to be an actor. So like in my little kid brain, like I thought I was going to play a doctor on TV. So like that was my dream. But as I got older, man, like I knew medicine was what I wanted to do. But one of the things that continues to drive me now is being able to be an example for like other people who have dreams and things that they want to do, whether it be a doctor, whether it be a lawyer, whether it be somebody that wants to do entertainment or be in the entertainment industry. Like those are the things that I'm interested in now and trying to help cultivate now. So a lot of mentoring, things of that nature.
Okay. That's what's up, man. Quinn, you want to go ahead and get us started on, so we can get started on the men's health questions for him? We softballs. We were just trying to warm you up, man. We were just trying to warm you up. It's a little soft. Yeah, now we got to
show you.
We need your expertise now, brother. We need your expertise.
All right. Let me see what I can do.
Okay, Ken. So, one of the things that we definitely want to know is, so for people that don't know, like I'm in the insurance industry, and so I ask a lot of medical questions, and one of the things that I know is that men have lower life expectancy than women. Now I have my own, you know, my own philosophies on why that is, but from I guess from a medical standpoint, you know, is there a reason that men have lower or shorter life expectancies than their female counterparts?
Man, honestly, dude, there's a lot of reasons why that is the case. When you think about it in the context of risk-taking behavior, most men were usually have higher incidences of risk-taking behavior, especially like younger men as well. So that's a huge reason as to why the there's a little bit of a disparity. Other things you got to consider too as well. Women are a lot better about taking care of themselves as well, dude. When was the last time y'all been to the doctor? I know I haven't been. I'm a doctor and I have not been to the doctor. And so like when you think about those kind of things, man, like those where women are usually a little bit more in tune with their health. They get annual checkups, understanding that those kind of instances, like it just makes for a lot bigger discrepancy in the two. Other things to consider too as well, men usually have a higher incidence of having high blood pressure, diabetes, and again, even more so in African-American men, people like ourselves. These kind of things are a lot more prevalent in our culture. So when we say that things like diabetes and high blood pressure are like the silent killers, it's true, because you don't necessarily know anything's wrong until you actually have a problem. So, you know, until that heart attack comes, or until your kidney shut down, or until you have that stroke, you don't know there's a problem. So those kind of instances are why you typically see men having more a shorter life expectancy than women.
That's interesting, man, because I mean, all that sounds really good, and that's good information, man, because me personally always thought it was the women killing us. Because they be stressing us out so much.
Bruh.
I'm not touching that.
I'm saying that. So I'm
not touching that.
Hey, my wife, she watches the ID channel, right? You know, and I see a lot of this stuff snapped and all that. Yeah, so
I used to hate when she watched that.
I can go with Kenny on this. Yeah, I think that has to be like a small fraction of it. You know,
man, I promise you, she watches Snap. She watched Snapped and everything. I'm like, why does she keep watching this? You know, like, I go to sleep like, Man.
Left him, bro.
Now, Doc, you know, you kind of touched on, you touched on it a little bit, but one of the things that astonished me was out of all the subgroups, Black men have the lowest life expectancy out of all the subgroups. And you know, maybe you can expand on why that is as well.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of goes back to the thing I just mentioned a moment ago. Again, like I said, we don't take care of ourselves as well as many of the other populations do as well. So when you think about it, higher instances of like of our diet being much more worse than others. I'm not even sure if that's a real word. Much worse than others. Much worse than others. And the way we just kind of grew up as well. You know, I love my parents and, you know, the things that they've done for us, but we grew up on like the collard greens and they had like fat back and all that good stuff in there. I grew up with eating chitlins and all these other things that weren't always the healthiest of things. And so those also contribute to diabetes, high blood pressure. It also contributes to heart attacks, strokes. Those kind of things are the things that are like the number one killers of Black males. And so I did a research project when I was in medical school that looked at why, you know, African-American men or Black men are at a higher risk of, you know, getting these things. And what it boils down to is one, education and understanding what it is that we need to do to continue to better our health. But then two, looking at our overall like risk factors that we have. So again, just trying to modify those risk factors.
Wow, appreciate that, man. Question. How often should men get prostate exams? I know that's something that a lot of guys don't, you know what I mean? Don't always feel comfortable discussing, but when should guys start looking at getting prostate exams and, you know, what signs should they look for as far as, for example, prostate cancer and things of that nature?
All right, so I'm going to preface this by saying, again, I'm not a urologist. I am an emergency doctor, but typically, what I've seen is that most times you will start seeing men get prostate exams somewhere around age 55 or so, somewhere between 55 and 60. But again, it's not even like a routine, regular thing that you should do. And what they're looking for specifically is what's called a PSA or the prostate-specific antigen. And what this does is kind of looks and kind of is used more of as a monitoring thing to kind of see if cancer is either present or how treatment is progressing. So again, I won't talk too much about the treatment aspect of it, but what you should definitely look out for is any new changes that you may see. But what I do want to kind of talk a little bit more about, if you don't mind, I'm going to just kind of diverge, just kind of thinking about the audience that we're looking at. It's not so much prostate cancer or prostate that this group should be looking at. It's more so testicular cancer. So testicular cancer. Is right. So right, you didn't know this, right? So testicular cancer is probably the cancer that you probably don't hear as much about because people just don't talk about it. That typically is shows up between age 15 to 35. Right. So I'm in the same age range as well, where you should be checking your balls like literally every day. You got women have to check their breasts monthly. Right. So literally when you're in the shower, check your testicles.
After you soap up and everything and you're able to slide. I'm with you.
So Ken, when I check, like, do I have to cough and do I...
That's a hernia, man.
But if you find any irregularities on your balls, so again, and I keep saying balls because I mean that's what most people call it, but on your testicles, you know, you should definitely look more into that. Your testicle should be a, you know, very small egg type shape to it with no irregularities to it. And what you will find that is on a normal male is that your left testicle should hang a little bit lower than your right most times. Those kind of things are normal. But if you start seeing or finding that there's a growth or you start having pain or you start experiencing like just some abdominal discomfort, those kind of things, you know, get those kind of things checked out. But again, I encourage, you know, all men to, you know, check these things out at least once a month while you're in the shower.
Now, if full disclosure, Ken, now I've recently had a vasectomy. Okay. Mm-hmm. And everything still works, brother. Everything still works. Hey. but why is it that there seems to be a correlation of a higher risk of, I want to say it was prostate cancer for those men who have received vasectomies? I know that it's not always a direct, I know that studies are inconclusive, but just can you kind of touch on that?
So this is one of those ones where, again, like I said, I'm not a urologist, so I don't necessarily want to give you a direct answer on that, and I apologize on that. But as you mentioned, like I said, studies are a little bit inconclusive about that. And what I encourage people to do, and again, I'm sorry to give you like a indirect answer on this
No,
one.
You're fine.
This is one of those things where I definitely think you should consult a urologist on, so that way you can get a little bit more information about these kind of things, especially if you are considering doing that. What I will say is that a procedure such as a vasectomy is safer instead of doing a hysterectomy or a salpingo-oophorectomy, which is like a radical thing for women to have, but basically having your tubes tied. So it's much safer in regards to doing that. But again, talk with your urologist about that.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that. What about men looking at getting colonoscopy?
Wait, go Mike.
Go ahead.
You gotta tell us about that vasectomy. You ain't gonna just slide. No, you gonna tell us about that.
Oh man. All right. Well, my wife and I, we decided that we're done. We've had our second child, we're officially done. More her decision than anything else. She's like, I'm not doing this again. We were looking at possibly getting her tubes tied as well, but I told her no. And the reason being is because I understand that vasectomy is a simpler procedure. And not only that, it kind of helped me feel like I was doing my part to help contribute to, you know, everything that she's done. I mean, she carried two of my kids, and it kind of helps me feel like, hey, this is my way of at least helping us. But yeah, it was different, man. I'm not gonna lie. I always heard it was a simple procedure. I know several of my friends who've received them, and they all told me the same thing. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was still nervous, man. I mean, it's like, look, man, you got a sharp object coming that way, man. But I know when I went in, I'll tell you a little funny story. When I went in, you know, I went to my consultation, and he checked me out and everything. He was like, yeah, we're good to go. So the day of our procedure, you know, they had me on drugs and stuff. And man, I was loopy. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little loopy. They had me feeling nice. I got on the nurse came in, she was like, you know, go ahead and, you know, drop everything and stuff from the waist down, and go have a seat on the table. And so I did that, and she left out the room. I did that and came back, and there was like the little, I guess y'all have the little medical little sheet to lay stuff down and stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought that was supposed to be my cover. So I'm sitting on the bed. And I put that over my lap, and she just started laughing at me. I was just like, you know, man, you're just gonna have me just out here exposed. But the funny thing is, man, like when the doctor was in there, the doctor came in, and he was doing the procedure. Like, this man got a scalpel, he's down there, he's talking about rearranging his bathroom. I'm like, dude. Like, this man talking about redoing his bathroom and like, oh, how the tiles didn't do this and they have to redo it. I'm sitting here like, hello, you know, man.
Like, brother, no, so, I need you to concentrate.
Yeah, I need you to focus, man. I need you to focus. And she's right alongside. I'm just sitting here. They just haven't talked, you know, conversation. And I'm just sitting here quiet, like, come on, man. But yeah, it was a simple procedure. You know, I wound up doing a lot of pain medicine. I did pain meds, and then, you know, I had my ice pack. When I woke up after the initial meds wore off, that's when it hit me. Like, that's when the pain hit me. And fellas, y'all know how that feeling is. If you get hit down there, that's how it felt. It was pain. But then afterwards, it finally subsided, and, you know, I didn't have too much. I had a little bit of discomfort for a few days, but after that, man, honestly, I mean, it feels fine. So, you know, gentlemen, if you're thinking about it, you know, just do the research yourself, and, you know, you make the decision that's best for you and your family. That's all I can tell you, man. All right, Ken, you good? You put me on blast. You good now?
Hey, man. Brother, hey, man, no, this ain't about us.
You're right.
This is about the brothers out there.
This is authentic, people. This is authentic.
That's right. You got to give them that real, man. We give them the real here. So, speaking of real, Ken, back to these prices. What exactly is a prostate? I know you said we need to be concerned about testicular cancer, nut cancer, bone cancer, but what is a prostate examination? Because I've heard things, but I don't know, like, what's real and what's, you know.
Alright, do y'all know what the prostate is?
No.
Yes.
I do.
Michael, you want to explain? Or...
I don't know if I'm gonna be as technical in it, but
no, you don't want to be technical.
Yeah, but basically, it when a male ejaculates, basically that's where the fluid comes in. You know, part of the semen and stuff. That's where the fluid comes in through the ejaculation. So the testicles produce all the sperm, and it goes through the vas deferens. Is that correct? And then vas deferens, it goes through the prostate, and the prostate is what gives it the basically the fluids and everything for when you ejaculate.
Wow.
Yo, you literally had it all. So, I mean, yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah.
AP biology, yeah. My senior year, AP biology, man.
That was pretty good, Mike. That was really good, actually.
that is really good, bro. So, the prostate, so just to get back to your question, Kenny, a prostate exam itself is, if you think about where the prostate sits, it sits just below where the bladder is. And then this is the bladder, this is the prostate. The best way to kind of check and see and kind of feel for the prostate is by going through the rectum and doing like a digital examination of the prostate. And so what you're doing when you're feeling for that is you're feeling for any, again, lumps, bumps, nodules, things of that nature. The prostate should be very smooth, and so as you're doing that, you're just kind of feeling around the periphery of the prostate itself.
Man, okay. As a 40-year-old man, I've had prostate exams because of my family history. So been there, done that, man.
Mike, you said exams like plural.
Yes. I mean, once I hit 40, and because of my family history, I had to get checked, and I'm not gonna lie, man, I never felt so dirty in my life, man.
Sound like you was used and abused.
Oh, I was. You are
foolish. But Ken,
it's like he gave me a tissue, say, go ahead and clean up. I'm like,
hey, boy, that's some dirty pimping, man.
I'm saying this, I'm joking, but at the same time, I do want y'all to know. It is important and this is why we're having these conversations, because even though it's uncomfortable, I need y'all to know that this is important. Your health is important.
Right.
Women have pap smears all the time where they're going and they have their legs up in stirrups and you got doctors doing everything. And that's an annual checkup that these women are used to. And this is what they do on a regular basis. And for guys, you know, we have different exams, but we need to take it seriously, man, because a lot of this stuff can be prevented if we catch it early. But because of the same thing that Ken was just saying a little while ago, we wait until the last minute, and it's like we don't realize we have it until after we get it and stuff, when we can take preventative measures. So, you know, like I said, I'm joking, but at the same time, I'm serious. I take my health serious because I'm thinking of my family. You know, I'm thinking about my health and my family. So, but Ken, go ahead. What were you going to ask, buddy?
I was going to ask, you know, you medical, me and Ken always go back and forth about medical practices. I just want to know about this whole prostate thing. Did y'all consult Jesus about this before y'all started going up? And you, because you use the word rectum, I do know what that word means, or what it, at least you what know it references. That. I know what it references, and I know that it's an exit. It's an exit, not an entrance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like streets, like in, you know, in Charlotte. You know, in some cities, you got one way streets, and you ain't supposed to. You know, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to go one way on that street, not the other way. Because when you go the other way, you put yourself in danger, or you're just violating the law. And that's what I'm...
Whose law?
Whose law? Jesus, Lord, Jesus. Yeah, you right.
I'm done with people today.
But now me and Ken do this all the time, man. Like, we'll have, like... I remember the day he graduated.
We
had the graduation party. Now, he just graduated from medical school. I started having an argument with him about stuff that he's been studying.
Bro thinks he knows more medicine than I do. That's like me coming to Primerica and be like, you know what? Let me tell you something about these dividends of the greater tubercle of the third decimal place of everybody.
Hey, Ken, I'm sorry. Side note, because I'm gonna bring Kenny out real quick, because apparently Kenny is drinking Frankenstein water.
I am not.
What is that?
It is bottled water, but it's bottled spring water. I refuse to put Frankenstein.
Where is it from?
What do you mean, where is it from? Like, the source? Because y'all know me.
Yeah, what spring did it come from?
It came from protected in Roaring Gap, North Carolina.
That's one you trip?
Huh?
Is that one you trip?
Is that what? Is that what?
Is that one you
trip? I'm drinking it, ain't I?
I mean, I don't know. You giving me a list before, and I don't remember that one being on the list.
No, I don't remember that either, Kenny.
I definitely never heard of that one.
I never heard of that one, Kenny.
When it comes to all right. So since we go in here, all right, let the expert talk.
I want Doc to help me out on this one, man.
He can't. No,
he can't.
That's
Kenny, medical school.
Kenny is into that holistic stuff, and I mean, don't get me wrong. I feel like there's a place for that in medicine. I have not personally researched a lot of this stuff. And so I don't want to speak unintelligently about it. But Kenny and I,
Kenny judges everybody when it comes to the water.
He will judge you. But then he would try to blow you some smoke and expect you to believe it. And I'm like, nah, Kenny, you need to say that somebody that day.
Okay, when it comes to this water,
I'm not just talking about water.
Okay, things that I will stand up and say, I believe these things. I believe we should be drinking spring water, and I do not believe we should be drinking swimming pool water or Frankenstein water. And if you don't know what swimming pool water is, swimming pool water is water that has ingredients in it. If you can turn and look on the back of the label of your water and it say ingredients, and then it start listing stuff and it's got comma after comma after comma, that's swimming pool water. What is Frankenstein water? Frankenstein water.
Am I allowed to drink this?
What is that? Truly? That's an alcohol, ain't it?
No, that's these little Harris Teeter sparkling waters to The
the ingredients say carbonated water and flavor, some sort of flavor or something. What is it?
Natural flavor.
Natural flavor. You probably not.
I don't know. I just didn't know. What's my pH?
Oh, it's probably like 4. Okay. It's on the acidic side. I know that.
Okay.
This ain't my show, but I'm gonna, since y'all brought the man out, I'm gonna talk about it. All right. I don't listen to you now. You listen at me. Okay.
Dang.
Side note, I love talking. I like how old country men talk. I love it, man. That's the best language for me. But anyway, or at least the funniest. Yeah, but Frankenstein water is swimming pool water, water that has ingredients that's been electrified to increase the pH balance. So it's a fake read because they electrified the water because that's how they created Frankenstein, you know? They hit him with the electricity and what he said, it's alive. He said, it's alive. He said, he's alive. He said, it's alive. Because that's what y'all drinking. So drink your little Essentia, Core, whatever P. Diddy water is, whichever one it is, that's Frankenstein water. That anything that say is purified, smart water. Come on, who's smart? Us or the water? Come on, think about it now. Anyway, that swimming pool water. Long you gonna fool said. Me, baby? I ain't gonna tell y'all my source because I don't need y'all going down there. Just when you go to Walmart, Kroger, Publix, Bilo, Food Line, just get you some spring water. Your body reacts better. The cells in your body, and I ain't done all the research. I know how I feel when I drink spring water versus when I drink Aquafina or pure the Sani or any of that. That's municipal water. That's city water. They can't fool me. Come on, municipal. Come on now. Come on, brothers. Open your minds, brothers. That's a part of your health, man. Drinking. Like Tupac said it, man, we got to change the way that we think, we got to change the way that we eat, and we got to change the way that we treat each other. We ain't done that yet. We got to do those things, man. And of course, listen to, you know, medical professionals. Hey, all I'm doing is tell you to eat from the earth. So if you got beef with me, you got beef with the Most High. With the Most High. So, I don't care what
thank
the
you for school. Thank you for schooling us, Ken. Thank you for schooling us.
Which one?
Well, I tell you, you. Thank you for schooling us. I'm giving Ken, you props, man.
Thank you, but Ken, can you correct him real quick about this whole Ken thing? We didn't address that at the beginning. But can you get
right? Right. So I don't know where this phenomenon has come from, and yes, I'm gonna call it a phenomenon because it is out of this world. But like over the last like couple of months, I have just been hearing people call Kenny Ken, and I don't know why that is. And it hurts my, like, I get so confused when it happens. So as far as I've known Kenny, Ken has always been Kenny. I've been Ken, he's been Kenny. I don't call myself Kenny, and he don't call himself Ken. And I don't understand why other people are doing it. Now, what we have had to do is we've had to distinguish ourselves one from another by... Somebody is Ken 1 and the other is Ken A. Now, Ken A and Ken 1, because nobody wants to be second. You know, you got it?
Yeah.
So,
I'm
with it.
And Ken, how long have I known you?
Since we were like 10.
So, in the 22 years I've known Kenny, I have yet to figure out who is Ken 1 and who is Ken A.
I figured it out, bro. I didn't tell you, but I figured it out. I'm about to tell you who's who. You're Ken 1, even though I'm older, but you're Ken 1. I'm Ken A because of my middle name.
Alexander.
There we go.
This is what we do, people. We open the eyes to everybody. This is what we do. We discover.
Mysteries of life.
There you go.
But yes, I got one more question for you, Ken. How much of your job or your workplace is like Grey's Anatomy and Scrubs?
Yeah, like how accurate are those shows, man?
listen, all the drama that goes along with the two, man. People being there and having flings. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Don't believe anything I'm saying. But no, man, I wish that my job could be just like Scrubs. I could have like a Turk or a JD over there with me. So that way I can just cut up and have some fun. I've never watched Grey's Anatomy before, but I have heard somebody named what, Dr. McDreamy or Dr. McSteamy or whoever he is. I've never seen
it. Yeah, I never watched it. I don't know.
But I do wish I've had an attending. An attending is like a, you know, a full grown doctor. Like House. I do wish I had an attending like House. That would be pretty dope.
Oh, why do you say that?
Huh?
Why do you say like House?
Do you see how much fun stuff he gets to do? Just like with disregard for everything else. Like, this man does not pay attention to HIPAA. He don't pay attention to any type of laws, no order, no nothing. He got investigators going to people's houses. Field trip, everybody. We're going on the field trip.
Oh man. Yeah. That's awesome. Do like House.
Yeah.
I love it, man. I love it. Hey, now, Ken, let me ask this. When do we start seeing a decrease in men's testosterone, and you know, and what are some of the effects of a loss of testosterone?
So that's a good question, man. Of course, as you get older, especially like in middle age, going into the 40s, 50s area, you'll start seeing a lot more of decrease in testosterone. But one thing I want to mention is that people don't understand that. The more weight or the higher percent of body fat that you have increases your rate of conversion of testosterone to estrogen. Testosterone is what women what men have, and estrogen is what women have. What ends up happening is that the fat cells in your body, will take your testosterone that you have and convert it to estrogen, therefore decreasing like the libido. It also increases like your sex drive, those kind of things. But you typically start seeing a decline overall in your testosterone, you know, as you're going through middle age, late 40s, 50s time frame.
So Ken, you mentioned, I mean, that's a ways away from us, but these two guys.
Boy, it'll be here before you know it, man.
Yeah, that's what they say. But anyway, you mentioned estrogen, so the testosterone turns into or converts into estrogen. So is that how like men end up with like man titties, man boobies? I don't know what's appropriate to say.
One of the ways. But yeah, I mean, it literally converts over. There are enzymes within, and not to get too biological with this, there are enzymes within the fat cells that can take the testosterone, converts it over to estrogen, and therefore causes like other feminine features that you may exhibit. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Man, did not know that.
Didn't know that.
So that's why it's really important for people to have like, you know, good diets, things of that nature, because again, like all you're doing is hurting your own like free endogenous testosterone.
So it probably makes sense for us to like eat fruits and vegetables and, you know, drink the proper liquids.
Yes, eat fruits, vegetables, and drink water to also decrease the effects of high blood pressure, diabetes, and cancer and things of that nature. So not just drinking or purifying your cellar in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Hey, man, you'd be surprised what happened when you jump in Lake Minnetonka. Marty, you had a question?
Hey, is like, so you speaking of the testosterone stuff, right? So that stuff like eugenics, is that stuff safe?
I can't necessarily speak to the efficacy of a lot of those kind of things, but I will be very wary of using those kind of things as well. What you got to again remember, if those kind of things are like giving you all this extra testosterone and your body can't use all this extra testosterone, and I've already told you that that you have fat cells that will return, that turns the testosterone that you're not using into estrogen, what do you think happens to it?
You become a man with titties. Wow. A man with titties.
So again, I would be, I can't speak to the efficacy or the overall biology to, or pharmacology to a lot of those things. But again, just be very careful. Talk with your doctor about those kind of things and discuss it. But I typically do not endorse or use those kind of things. So.
And not only that, I don't think a lot of it's been FDA approved anyway. So, right. You know, be mindful of that as well. You're not going to see the FDA approve a lot of that stuff for those reasons.
So I was just saying we shouldn't be taking those pills that we find at the gas station.
Yeah, not them. Not them. You can't.
Ginseng gum.
Let me get a little jacket and a pack of Mamba.
If you can purchase candy with it, you might not want to get it. All right. Hey, fellas, any other questions, man?
Ken, so how much does we talked about diet and eating and right and things of that nature, but how much does you know, our daily activities, like our, you know, our physical fitness play into all of this also?
Yeah, man. Of course, you definitely want to add in some type of like physical activity just to kind of get your heart rate up. Your heart's a muscle as well, and benefits from exercise and things of that nature. Again, those kind of things help decrease those comorbidities that we talked about a little bit earlier. And one thing, yes, something that I've always learned and I've always known is that you can't have one without the other. But, you know, even at the age of 32 at this point now, like I fully understand that I cannot have like a good workout session and then go home and like eat Moe's. Like you gotta have a balance of both. So working out, doing at least 30 minutes a day if you can, whether it's like brisk walking, something to get your heart rate up a little bit better. We've been in our, you know, society now, we live a very sedentary lifestyle. A lot of people who are, you know, in corporate America or in like these, again, sedentary jobs don't get up and move around as much as they should. So, you know, if you are able to get a standing desk, or if you're able to, on your lunch break, just to take a walk around the campus of your job or whatever else it may be, do something. Just don't sit down and do nothing.
Yeah. Hey, I'm disappointed that you're eating Moe's, but thank you for that valuable information.
I mean, Chipotle, Moe's, but that queso at Moe's be good, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Welcome to Moe's.
So they don't even say that to you no more. They be so depressed. They just be in there like, welcome.
Welcome. Lost all the enthusiasm. Yeah. Hey, man, well, hey, Doc, we want to sincerely thank you for joining us on the Michael Kennedy Doesn't Get It podcast, man. Thank you so much for lending your expertise, and thank you for your time. I know that you were off this week, and so you had time to kind of join us. You know, again, we thank you for all that you're doing. You're one of those frontline workers, and, you know, we recognize it, and we thank you for your service as well, man. Now, with that said, we can't get out of here without you giving a top five. Now, for our friends who've been watching the podcast before, you know we have a top five anything. So we charged Ken with, which one, Kenny? Go ahead and tell everybody who he's going to give a top five for.
So on our last episode, or two episodes ago, we did a top five Disney movies, and we all got some of the same Disney movies, but we want to know, Ken, what are your top five Disney movies? Now, I didn't tell you this earlier, so if you got them in your top five, or, you know, if you put them in top five, but
no,
we
Marvel.
Did top five Disney movies, no Marvel movies.
No Marvel.
No Marvel movies? Okay, I didn't. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so all right. What are your top five Disney movies?
All right, do you want these like in like from five to one, no. One to five, or does it no matter? Doesn't matter.
No, however, no matter.
However you got it.
However you want.
Okay, so I don't have any particular order. All right, so
okay.
I feel like I can't do a top five Disney and not have The Lion King in there. All right.
Okay.
Lion King is always in there.
Right.
Now, I'm not sure if y'all remember if this was a Disney movie, but Cool Runnings. Y'all remember Cool Runnings?
Yeah, that was a Disney movie.
Yes. Cool Runnings.
Hey, that's a first. Now he had nobody else has mentioned that one. That's a good
one. That was a good movie too. That was a really good
one. It was with John Candy,
Leon. Yeah. I got another one for you. I didn't realize this was a Disney movie until I thought about it. Heavyweights. With Ben Stiller?
Yeah.
Y'all remember that joint? Nah, come on, man. Y'all remember Ben Stiller. Yes, the Fat Camp movie.
All right. So.
Y'all remember that.
I should know Heavyweights. Because I'm not going to get into the whole story, but I was forced to watch it in college repeatedly, but I never finished it.
You never?
But yeah.
Put that on the list of things to do.
Yeah. Now, it's gonna go toward the bottom. We got some other stuff to say.
Yeah,
it's some, bro. It's black movies. I ain't, quote unquote, black movies I ain't seen yet. Which one you ain't seen? Oh God!
Like the Five Heartbeats.
Oh yeah.
I'm not gonna talk about that. Yeah.
You need to see that, kid.
Yeah, but He swears the Temptations is better than the Five Heartbeats.
No.
It is better.
Come on, man. You can't like go through the next like this. I wish.
Rain kid. Yes. Hey, when he pulled the coat back.
I'm Eddie Kane Jr.
Yes,
that's
man.
That's all y'all got.
Bruh, come on, man.
And with Red held my man over the balcony.
My office hours.
What's my office?
Man, I'm going to check it out one of these days. I'm running with the Temptations all day. Dennis Edwards is my favorite Temptation. Leon did his thing with David Ruffin.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
Ain't nobody here to see you, Otis.
No, he ain't said it like that. You gotta say it how he said it. Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. They coming to see me.
Disrespectful.
They coming to see
me.
Man,
I know you. We got the rail.
We got three.
We got Lion King. We got Cool Runners. We got Heavyweights. Who else you got, man? All
right. Remember the Titans.
Oh,
yes. Oh, wow.
Good one. Classic.
Good one.
Blindside.
My favorite line in that movie is when they merge the two schools and they're getting ready to go to football camp and they're getting on the bus. And he's, he was talking to the two white guys and the two white players and they were like, they didn't want to play for him. And he was talking about, I'm your daddy now. And he's like, come on, who's your daddy?
I remember that.
I said, go ahead, dude.
All right, my last one is just because I had a crush on one of the main characters, Aladdin. So like Jasmine.
Everybody was Jasmine, man. Everybody was on Jasmine.
But Jasmine?
Yeah.
If she was a real cartoon character.
Yeah. Yeah, Jasmine's the baddest out of all the princesses, man.
Right.
Jasmine is the baddest.
She was baddest.
Oh, yeah. We should rank them.
That's weird.
Jasmine, then who, though? But who would be like Tiana?
Tiana.
Tiana's a cutie. Elsa like that, too. She just pale.
We really doing this? Are we really doing this?
Oh, Moana. Nah, Moana too young. Never mind.
Are we really doing this?
Pocahontas.
No. No. All right. Now I drink my sparkling drink. There we go.
My girl from Tangled. You know, I like long hair. I mean, I like hair. Whether it's long or short, I just like, if it's yours, I like it. And, you know, and if it ain't yours, but it looks
I'm really going through this list.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're really doing this.
Really doing this.
Like, we're really doing this.
Like, for real. Like, yeah. Yeah, I can't think of nobody else. I know we met. Oh, Nala. What? Oh, what am I talking about? Nala.
Oh, you mean like Lion King Nala?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. We, ladies and gentlemen, we, yeah.
I have a quick follow up to that. Beyonce Nala or like original Nala?
Okay. And because Beyonce was on my top five celebrity crushes. Beyonce, but with Nala's original voice, because sometimes when Beyonce be acting and she get that.
That Houston come out of.
Ooh, I'd be like, bruh. Come on, man. This is too much. Simba. You know, you gotta return back to the pride, man. I'm like, yeah, you have a voice actor. Like, we need a voiceover for Beyonce. I love her, though, man. I love Beyonce. She the queen. Please don't get in the beehive. But yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, hey, ladies and gents, we appreciate y'all joining us. We'd like to thank our guest again, Dr. Ken Kennedy, for joining us for today's episode of Men's Health. We hope that, if nothing else, that you were entertained and that you were informed, that you learned a little something. Fellas, it is so important. Take care of yourselves. Make sure that you go to the doctor, get your physicals, get checked every year, man. A lot of this stuff that's going on can be prevented, but we got to take the measures to go out there and stop it before it starts. So again, fellas, please get checked. Ken, Marty, you want to say anything? And we'll let Dr. Kennedy have the last word, since he's our special guest, man.
Ken, hey, man, you're a great inspiration, man, for real. You know, yeah. I mean, going
thank
to
you, brother.
These offices and these hospitals, man, we don't see people like you.
Oh, I appreciate that, bro. Thank you.
Amen.
A lot of young fellas out there, man, watching you, and you know, just keep doing your thing, man. You all right, man.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
And yeah, man, definitely proud to have you on. I mean, you know how I feel about you. Out there repping for the field, repping for Fairfield. So proud of you, bro. Keep doing your thing, man. And I'm excited for your future, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Gentlemen, thank y'all for having me on, man. Just as a quick plug and PSA, y'all just be safe out there. I know there's a lot of things and a lot of misconceptions about what's going on with this coronavirus and all that good stuff right now. And I don't want to turn this into that, but just again, be safe. You know, wash your hands, cover your coughs, wear your mask. This thing is disproportionately affecting our population, our Black individuals, a lot more than other populations, and there are many reasons for that, but it is real. I see the effects of it every day in the emergency department, and again, like I said, just be safe, y'all.
All right. Hey, well, again, man, you're welcome to join us anytime, man. Thank you again. We are happy to say that you are our first official guest, man, so thanks again, and ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for joining us. We hope you enjoyed yourself. We hope you learned something. Y'all take care. Peace. We out.